This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So can the internet give you a haircut? I don't know, but let's just think about it a little bit.
Have you ever wondered what goes on in the mind of a CEO of a multinational company? Well, you're about to find out. This is BFM 89.9, and you're listening to a brand new series we're calling What's Next? The idea is simple. We approached captains of industry, the CEOs, the CTOs, the CFOs, you know, all of those people that run the show, the big kahunas, the people that help shape the Malaysian economy. So we approached these captains of industry to find out their thoughts on the future. For this first season of What's Next, we decided to visit the slick offices of Maxis to catch up with this guy.
So, hello, my name is Morten Lundahl and I'm the CEO of Maxis.
But instead of a traditional interview, we tried something different. I asked Morten to put forward his vision in the form of a carefully crafted monologue. And what we got was a rare insight into the inner workings of one of the most important CEOs in Malaysia. Allow me to present What's Next with Morten on the topic of competition.
Competition, which can be defined as many players trying to sell you the same thing, is a fairly new phenomenon. It's just for the last few hundred years. You know, there were historically many constraints to a real thriving competition. In the very early days of commerce, competition was very local because produce was sold in close proximity to where it was made, and international trade didn't happen. Even when it did happen, companies like the East Indian companies and so on had a monopoly of trading Asian spices to UK and Europe. Actually, most industries had an early period of de facto monopolies before regulations and innovation changed that. Today, most of the natural constraints on competition have fallen because of technology, regulation, deregulation, and new logistics.
So we're talking about these drastic changes in the way we do business, and in your research and in your readings, have you ever found anything quite as drastic from history? Because everything seems to be changing so fast, and it's a case of evolve or die in business.
I agree the speed now may be different, but the need to change has been for so many decades in our industry. I mean, a countless example of that in the last centuries. Businesses have to adapt to internationalization, mechanization, automation. But the current challenge is the internet, and as you mentioned, the speed is really massive. Huh? And the challenge is for the middleman, the travel agent, the wholesaler, the distributor, the retailer, the communication provider. And the challenge this time is not just versus other companies like yourself, but the challenge is the business model and the viability itself, and that is more profound. So I find the internet affects nearly every business, and there are global winners per category and not really often local winners. Massive change, and as you say, it happens quickly.
Yes, but can the internet give you a haircut?
Yet there are still pockets of markets that are local in nature and therefore not challenged by the global players, like a haircut. A haircut in KL can probably not be done virtually by the internet. It's an inherently local market. And it is important for nations to have large numbers of locally defined markets in order to reap the benefits of being owners of these players and create a middle class of managers and professionals in those companies.
That being said, we have seen other traditional industries once thought to be untouchable come under the attack of disruptive modern technologies.
Take the now already tired example of the local taxi, this red and blue thing that you see contributing to the clogging up of the roads of KL. A few years ago, you would have put them in the category of hairdressers. The value creation and management would stay local because the business is local, but not anymore. Increasingly, taxis are replaced by cars that are hailed via an app, and thereby a significant portion of value creation goes to a company in Silicon Valley, benefiting not the 200 countries or so of the world, but a few shareholders that can buy, you know, very long yachts and low cars. And it's the same for an area close to my world, the transition of the local voice and SMS market to the internet solutions. You know, just SMS is about or above $100 billion globally a year. And now it is massively dropping due to free internet messaging apps. In itself, not bad for the consumer, but again, the value creation is transferred from 200 countries in the world to a handful of entrepreneurs drinking coffee latte from the same Starbucks.
How does the little guy survive, or does the little guy survive?
Well, in many cases, the little guy will not survive. Huh? The protection the little guy had before, being its sort of brand or knowing the market and so on, will be in many ways irrelevant. I mean, if you produce something that the internet can produce better, then this will happen to you one day. I mean, just think about the photo and camera shops all over the world, the watch shops, the furniture stores, and so on and so on. People might come to your store and explore these things, but they will buy cheaper on the internet. Which, by the way, makes also a question about the massive establishment of malls in the world and also here in Malaysia. I mean, what will happen over time? So how to survive? That's a pretty good question, I guess. I mean, each business must imagine itself thriving in a scenario where every Malaysian is super connected to an unbelievably functional internet all the time. And that strategy for surviving should be defined by all of them and all of us, and that change should be planned. I mean, you still can be successful in most niches that are exposed to internet takeover, but you have to add value in a new way. The yesterday's model will probably be wiped away. I don't think the answer is more regulation to stop these initiatives, though surely some regulatory concerns should be addressed. But I do still think that the question needs to be raised. What happens to our society when another series of local market segments are about to become globalized through the power of the internet and to the benefit of the new global category winners based in Silicon Valley?
That was Morten Lundell, the CEO of Maxis. As for what's next with Morten, tune in next week to listen to Morten's thoughts on education. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.